teeth on the interior. It was a nice neutral brown. So it was a good starting point. It's low maintenance. I don't have to teak oil everything like an old boat. And it's not quite as floppy feeling as the newer ones. That's about the best way I can put that one. There's no oddball parts. If something breaks, I can run down to the local RV dealer and pick it up. And the best part is, if I decide to customize it, the VAP, I mean, the Vintage Airstream police aren't going to come try to, you know, encircle my house because I did some sacrilege maneuver on some collectible Airstream.
He's got that right, huh?
Oh, definitely, definitely. But, you know, the old brown, and he's working it pretty hard to try to justify it to himself.
He's spinning it, huh?
Yeah, he's trying.
Good politician. All right, I
give him credit. I give him credit.
Yeah. If he finishes up here, let's get the finale.
So in closing, 70s may not be the coolest, may not be the newest. It's a really good balance. They're fairly modern, fairly light to tow. It's got a gray water holding tank. That's kind of a cool thing. And we use it. Once again, guys, thoroughly enjoy the show. Keep up the good work. Look forward to it every 14 days unless you decide to kick it in and give us something to listen to on a daily basis. The VAP morning show would be kind of a cool episode. Thanks.
Yeah. He wants us to come out in the mornings now, every morning. Good luck with that, eh, Rob? Hey, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hit my button first.
Did you push it to mute?
Probably all the listeners probably thought my computer ran out of gas or something.
Yeah, we did.
But, no, I was saying he's trying real hard to spin it, you know, justify not having a cool 50s versus a 70s. But, you know, give him credit. He called in, so, yeah, it's good.
No, he's using it. You know, that's the main thing, getting out there and using it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's about.
A lot of people that I go to rallies now, Tim, give me a hard time on these 70s, but you know, like I said, I'll take any Airstream.
Yeah.
But my true passion is my 58. So.
Yeah, you got to watch it, man, because there's a lot of 70s out there.
Yeah, I was parked next to two of them at the Detroit rally.
Were you really?
Yeah, they're trying to show me up. Yeah.
Oh man, this must be 77 Ambassador Day. We got another call from Craig. He's got a 77.
I just want to say on the last one, though, Timmy, Mississippi, watch out for Gustav.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So
batting down the hatchets.
Yeah.
All right.
We got another 77 caller?
Yeah, we got Craig. Let's see. He's got some questions about vent stacks and noisy water pump and solar panel wiring. Let's hear what Craig has to say. He's got a 77 Ambassador.
Hi, guys. My name is Craig Soich, coming from Latrobe, PA. In March, we purchased a 1977 Airstream Ambassador International 29-foot with a double bed and a rear bath. The double bed had been converted at some point to twin beds, which I further converted into bunks on the curbside. My first question involves fixing the vent stacks under the bunks on the curbside. There are two flexible cloth-covered hoses that were repaired with duct tape that came apart during our maiden voyage. I assume that they are the vent stack hoses from the smell that came out of them when the tape separated. What is the best way to repair these hoses? Can I use PVC tubing to fix them, or do I have to remove the walls and floor to replace the whole hose? My second question is about our noisy water pump. The pump works fine, but the entire plumbing system bangs and rattles whenever it kicks in. Is there a surge tank somewhere that needs to be drained? And my last question is about installing solar panels. We want an inverter that can charge the batteries from both solar and AC. I was wondering if there is a resource on the web that shows the specific setup. All I can find are lists of converters, inverters, and panels. It's not obvious what parts I would make a good complete set with. Thanks for your help. I enjoy listening to the show.
All right. Thanks, Craig, for calling that in.